Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have five different issues to bring up today. Number one, here is something proposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission that will cost family farms and small business agriculture lots of time and money. They want to require corporations to report on greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chain. Well, farmers are part of that supply chain. The American Farm Bureau Federation is right. It would increase agriculture costs that are already going up. Number two, Putin's war in Ukraine is front page every day. Russia's military is stealing hundreds of thousands of tons of Ukrainian wheat, and they're stealing vegetable oil too. Russia, Ukraine are the biggest exporters of wheat in the world. However, Ukraine is not able to export on the Black Sea. Russia has shut that door. The countries that rely on that food supply are very concerned, as they should be. Number three, an incentive to encourage more U.S. production has been suggested. And the idea is to offer an extra $10 per acre to farmers if they double crop wheat and soybeans. Well, some farms do that now. I have done it in years past. But you can expect to experience a lower yield, especially from your soybeans. We've very good prices for wheat and soybeans now. I think most farmers will make the judgment of their farming practices that will bring in the most money. We shouldn't be trying to subsidize this farming decision. Number four, the Homeland Security has created a disinformation government board. That is scary. The government departments can be very political. They will strive to shut down any free speech that doesn't agree with them. The media is supposed to evaluate the issues and give us the facts. And I know they haven't done the job they should. But handing that job to a politically appointed government department would be complete surrender. Last subject. Here's a very sobering picture, said Jean Dobono, who has headed the Government Accountability Office. Our federal government faces an unsustainable fiscal future. We are all aware that we keep running a big budget deficit. Our government will have to just borrow more money, and with interest rates going up, that borrowing will cause our debt to skyrocket. Think about the money we are supplying to support Ukraine now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.